Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, Lisa Newell. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning. We have got kind of a mystery in our paper this week. It's about Tiffany Daniels, the woman who disappeared 10 years ago. Her family has been left all this time with no answers, and they are still, of course, hoping to find out something about what became of her, whether she's, maybe she drowned, maybe she's alive, maybe she was abducted. There's so many questions and so many conflicting leads that it's very hard to pinpoint. And, of course, they're going to be painting the graffiti bridge this week in honor of her 10-year anniversary, try to keep people still looking for her and trying to find out if anyone knows anything.
Yeah. And then this happened like right before I came. So it's not one that lived through, reported on or whatever. But man, I was just talking to Mike Wood about this last hour that they are still, always looking for leads, always looking for tips and
information.
Everybody
knew her. She was so sweet. Is sweet.
You also have a story about Skanska losing a round of lawsuit, right? Protection for the limit on liability.
Well, we don't know what that's going to mean for all the people who have been trying to recover economic loss, because at one point, the people that were affected said that they were not, unless they were physically affected, if a barge, ran into your business, then would you be able to claim damages, but you could not claim any other type of damages. But there was a law that Limitation Act, and it was found that Skanska was indeed negligent, and therefore the Limitation Act does not apply to them. Does that mean that anyone's going to be able to sue for economic damages? Nobody knows. But that bridge was out for a long time, like 9 months, because the barges ran into the bridge during Hurricane Sally. They were not secured. They did take out the entire old bridge on Three Mile Bridge and the new bridge as it was being constructed, and nearly took out the Garson Point Bridge, the I-10 bridge, the bridge going into the Naval Air Station. It was a mess, and some of them also did end up in people's backyards.
Yep.
I mean, some people don't even know that happened, and that was we'd all like to forget it happened, but it did happen.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of
I remember the sheriff talking about, what's our preparations for live fire on a bridge to stop it hitting the I-10 bridge? Yeah, I mean, remember all of that conversation. It's wild. There's also, we see at Shoreline Park, we're talking with the mayor about this earlier this week. Shoreline Park, you're going to have to start paying to park there by the hour if you're not a resident, right?
Well, here's the problem. There are not that many boat ramps in South Santa Rosa County. And, of course, everyone wants to be as close as possible to Pensacola Pass. And Gulf Breeze has a very limited space for a boat launch, and the residents are really their priority. But they've done some investigation and found that people from all over the area, including all over the neighboring states and some that are not neighboring, come and use that boat ramp.
Right.
Well, they sometimes leave their trailers there for extended periods of time, and then there's no way for anyone else to use it. So it's wonderful to have such a great boat ramp, but on the other hand, if it's so popular that the residents can't use it, then you have a problem. So what they are doing is they're going to impose a fee to park there. It's not that much, but it will hopefully deter people from leaving their boats and trailers there their trucks and trailers there for an extended period of time. And, it is going to be free to the residents.
Right.
So therefore, it's going to be only at Shoreline Park South. Not at the ball fields, but just where the boat launch is and the waterfront area.
Yeah, classic parking issue, right? Where there's high demand, you got to figure out some way to regulate it so people aren't squandering the resource. Last thing, you got a lot of stuff in the paper, but one thing I want to ask you about is you got new developments coming at the oil change place, and what's all going on here?
Yeah, we need another oil change place very badly, and I'm being sarcastic, but the KSC that was down there by across from Walmart It is being torn down, and it is being turned into a Take Five oil change place. And then we do have another development. Mariachi's restaurant has cleared land that they're going to build an 8,000 square foot restaurant. So another very large Mexican restaurant coming in. So we will have plenty of tacos, burritos, fajitas.
Well, that's good because we lost the KFC. That was a buffet.
Yeah, right. And we, you know, you lost the Taco Bell down the way to the coffee place, and you know, on and on. So
we
okay,
sure did, all
right.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. We should actually like patent the standard strip mall. And the standard strip mall can have like the oil change place and the mattress place, you know, and the car wash, and you know, just be, you know, they can almost be dropped down by heaven, you know, built in place.
Yeah.
The paper is available everywhere today, and there's all kinds of other stories about the art projects on the utility boxes and the impact fees debate and on. The paper's always got tons of stuff in it. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, as always, thanks for the information and what you do to keep us informed. I appreciate it.
Oh, and be sure to drive safe because school is back today, and we want everyone to be coming home safely, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Absolutely. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy, speaking of traffic and being safe during his first day of school.
And food. As we
I was like, where's the Mexican restaurant?
As we take a look around, good news is a lot of the slowdowns have cleared up. Two-car accident, though, in Gulf Breeze on Highway 98. This is College Avenue. The left lane is block headed westbound. Longleaf is open. And I mentioned West Florida over there. I forgot that they moved over to Burgess. Gosh, but...
It's so, okay.
But where you to used
everything.
To go,
yeah, that's right.
I do. But Pine Forest, of course, that area. But the Longleaf Bridge is finally open. It opened yesterday, I guess, officially. And again, buses back on the road for Escambia in Santa Rosa County. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you've got a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, a Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, a Lexus, these are nice vehicles. You pay extra to get them. You do not have to pay extra to have them maintained and serviced. You might think I got to go to the dealership. You don't. Which means that you don't have to go to if it's in Mobile. That's drive, that's the expense, that's the extra expense of going to the dealership, too. You can do it at Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these cars all the time. And they work on all other cars. It's not like they just do imports, okay? Your diesel engine, you might think that's a specialty item, and it kind of is, but they work on those or any other vehicle that you've got. Just because I mentioned BMW and Porsche doesn't mean you can't take your Ford. You know, they'll work on that, no problem. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car, where the philosophy is to see you routinely for the little stuff so you can avoid having to see them for the big catastrophic stuff. You know, head it off before it happens. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community, and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help get you started with a customized plan. Listen today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
thank you to our Hope sponsors this year, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, International Paper, and Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Tomorrow morning at 10:30, join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's tomorrow morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
That is so fetch.
Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off.
I don't know that we've ever had an expert come in and say, well, why are you charging on this street and not on this one? Or why are you charging on this street? That doesn't make any sense. One example that we know, as a matter of fact, several years ago when Donald Shute, who's considered the czar of parking nationally, came to speak at CivicCon, I walked with him down Palafox, and he said, it's the first time I've ever seen free parking on the busiest street and paid parking on the street next to it. But we've had some deep-rooted, I'm talking about for years now, two-hour parking, no one puts in two-hour parking anymore. No, if you can find a city that changes something that they have now to two-hour parking, I've never seen it.
Yeah, there's a lot with Pensacola parking that's not how it should be. Like, if you were starting from scratch, you wouldn't build this, you know? But the problem is that everybody's accustomed to it. Trust me, I know. I'm the one who gripes every time a free space gets converted to a pay space. So, yeah, the idea of getting rid of that free parking on Palafox, which he hinted at and did not say what happened, but the idea that, you know, we do it all backwards in so many different ways. And, you know, then again, you know, we've always been a small town, becoming a not-so-small town, and maybe that's okay. But, yeah, it does create problems, like on Palafox and elsewhere. 437-1620. I'll tell you the one thing that I really appreciate about the mayor is that it's not his fault at all that there's red lots where people get the boot put on them and have all these horrible experiences. But he could say, well, it's not my fault. I didn't make this decision. Therefore, it's not my problem. And what he says instead is, you know what? My job is to be a mayor and mayor of a great town. Our town has a problem. What can we do to fix that problem? I will find a way, even though it's not my fault and it's probably outside of my typical authority, but is there a way I can be creative and solve this? And he'll tackle it.
If I'm a tourist or my daughter had a boot put on their car in the middle of the night, it's not an acceptable answer, you know, and I get that, and I get the frustration. So this is our attempt to do everything within our control and to have conversations of things outside of our control about how we can make a better experience for everybody. And because, again, I'm just frankly tired of emailing people saying, I'm sorry, it's not my lot. I've had too many of those emails, and we're not wrong for saying that. It is true. It's just, it's not an acceptable answer, and so we got to get better.
I love that attitude. That's a great attitude. By the way, I did not know DC Reeves was Canadian.
If I'm a tourist or my daughter had a boot.
It's It's just the way my brain works. I'm
Maybe
so sorry.
Maybe he's been watching too much Degrassi.
Yeah. Let's get traffic on the fives, Candy. Go ahead.
About that. All right. Roads, for the most part, fine. It looks like the accident on Highway 98 in College Parkway and Gulf Breeze has been moved off to the side this morning. So, but certainly still watch for emergency crews on scene. Airport and Rawson Lane showing an accident with a. It says possible roadblock. I'm not seeing that on the map necessarily. Certainly let us know if you see it. Corday Street, Amber Street, and North Davis Highway showing an accident this morning, but it does say that roadway is clear. And then Hobson and Softly Field Road showing an accident. Looks like that's clear as well. Longleaf Bridge, as we mentioned earlier, is open. Buses back on the road. School, of course, officially started today. Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're 64 turning 65, you're going to change over from traditional health insurance over onto Medicare, and that can make you feel a little bit apprehensive. It might be that people are calling you, emailing you, writing you letters, making it seem like this is a bigger deal than it is, and it's not. You've got questions. Who do you ask? I've got a friend, Ricky Stewart. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Really good. She's just fabulous. Her whole family does insurance. This is the part that she does, so you have questions about supplement or Advantage or even Medicare or Medicaid, even what, you know, does that apply to you? These are all things that she can answer very easily. Just look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance, or give her a call, 341-2185. David Wayne's in the newsroom this morning. David, what's all the news about this day?
Well, the news is a boot today. President Biden wrapping up his Western tour in Salt Lake City. He's going to be speaking today at a VA health center. It's the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act that provided expanded benefits to military vets that got sick after being exposed to burn pits. Older Americans' medical debt soaring up to $54 billion in unpaid bills. Nearly 4 million older Americans have reported having unpaid medical bills, even though the majority of them had insurance of some sort. And researchers say a skull that dates back 300,000 years may point to a new branch on the human family tree. This skull was found in eastern China in 2015. Researchers say it's unlike any other pre-modern human fossil ever found. Researchers say the jaw does not fit any existing groups. It's got features, they say, of both pre-modern and modern humans.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. This was just kind of an interesting note we learned yesterday from the mayor. You know how we talk about the things that don't happen and the controversies and all that. This is one of those, oh, well, there we go.
Project Pickle, the contract has been executed between the port and the developer. So we are moving forward with design. And at this point, the operator has 18 months to complete construction. So excited to get that project up and moving. And again, yet again, another asset that I think will be for our community. 45,000 square foot floor. And to give you perspective, the Bay Center is 23,000 square feet. So you're talking about a floor space, whether it be pickleball or anything else, that enters our community that's twice the size of the largest floor space in the city.
So within a year and a half, it looks like that's going to be done. And that's amazing to have the double of the floor space of the Bay Center and to be usable for all kinds of things and the pickleball tournaments and all that that are going to come here and they make that ping pongy sound. Some people find obnoxious, but that's all right. Oh, Candy, we haven't talked about this yet at all. Did you happen to see the Mike Pence gas pumping video?
Yes, I did.
Oh. It's a commercial, hey, everybody. Right? Mike Pence here. Remember $2 a gallon gas?
I do.
And then Joe Biden became president of the United States and launched his war on energy. Since that time, gasoline prices are up 60%. Electricity prices are up 25%. Joe Biden's war on energy is causing real hardship for working families, small businesses, and family farms. But we've got a plan to relieve all of that. We just unveiled the Pence Energy Plan that'll not only put our country back on a path to energy independence.
And you're pretending to pump gas?
In his jeans.
In his jeans. He didn't.
In his regular man shirt.
He gets out, doesn't pay for it, doesn't unscrew the cap, looks, I like Mike Pence, but looks like a guy who's never seen a gas pump before in his life is the problem of the video. I know it's not true.
I know.
But whoever set this up made him look like Mike Dukakis wearing the helmet in the tank. It just made him look disconnected, elitist, gated community kind of guy, and he can't even pick a grade of gas to make the beeping stop.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A fast-moving Hawaiian wildfire fueled by offshore hurricane winds tears through the historic fishing town and shops of Lahaina on Maui. 36 known dead as Tulsi Gabbard, the former congresswoman, tells Fox News.
I'm hearing from friends of mine and community leaders there on Maui as they expect that number to dramatically increase the more those first responders are able to get out into some of these areas that have been most heavily impacted by the fire.
11,000 people have flown out of Maui. President Biden in Salt Lake City talking about care for veterans. Fox's Peter Doocy asked him about the Biden Family Business Payments Program.
There's this testimony now where one of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them talking business. Is that what?
Never talk business with anybody. And I knew you'd have a lousy question.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Beautiful morning out there. A little bit warm, though. It's 85 degrees. Heat index over the triple-digit mark already this morning. 22-year-old Pensacola man's been arrested and charged. This is in connection with a fatal crash dating back to 2021. FHP says Quantaris Moore is now charged with leaving the scene of a crash involving death. And this accident happened on Mobile Highway back December 5th of 2021. A 70-year-old Navy vet, Paul Archer, was killed. Troopers say Archer was walking on the side of the road when he was hit. Moore now being held on $175,000 bond. His next court date scheduled for August 18th. Well, it's been quite a few months for the Escambia County Public School District, but on the first day of the new school year, a lot of optimism and unity at the schools. Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard has a message for parents. IEP, that's a well-known acronym in the education field.
Inspire, encourage, and participate. Not everyone is going to be able to be totally involved in the school. Maybe they're having to work two or three jobs, but they can always be supportive. And that's what we're looking for. Be supportive of your teacher, be supportive of your bus operator.
And Keith Leonard there, the district has spent about $22 million on facility upgrades and renovations over the last several months as well during the summer break, including replacing all of their air conditioning systems and some new bathrooms, ceilings, and windows at Ferry Pass Middle School. That's just a few of those renovations they've made. Schools across the state of Florida will be able to teach advanced placement psychology after all. Florida Department of Education Commissioner Manny Diaz told the superintendents yesterday that that course can be taught as is. The College Board announced last week it wasn't going to be offering the course because it would have to undergo changes to comply with the parental rights and education law about gender identity and sexual orientation. Diaz says the course can be taught consistent with state law, and schools can still choose other college credit providers as well. Law approved by voters 5 years ago may not be able to stand. A federal judge ruling yesterday that a law that banned lawmakers from being lobbyists is unconstitutional. The law was passed by voters as a constitutional amendment in 2018. Miami-Dade County lawmakers sued. They claimed it was a First Amendment violation. The judge agreed. Other parts of the amendment will be allowed to stand, though. Well, people in Duval County are still trying to figure out who the newest millionaire in the state is. The jackpot-winning ticket from the Mega Millions drawing this week was sold at a Publix in Neptune Beach, Florida. That jackpot was over $1.5 billion. The lump sum payment will be about $780 million. But the winner has yet to come forward. They've got 180 days to claim their prize. State law says they'll only have 90 days before their identity is revealed. Escambia County Supervisor of Elections David Stafford says his office is in the process of mailing out address confirmation notices to thousands of voters who've either not voted or requested to update their address since 2018. Under Florida's voter list maintenance procedures, voters that receive that notice have to respond within 30 days or they will be placed on the inactive voter list. And if someone gets placed on that list, they can be restored to the active list by later confirming their current address. Governor Ron DeSantis suspending the chief prosecutor in the Orlando
Monique
area.
Monique Worrell's administration of criminal justice in the Ninth Circuit has been clearly and fundamentally derelict
so as to constitute both neglect of duty and incompetence.
And the governor says that Worrell was letting too many criminals avoid incarceration. She says she plans to challenge the suspension. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic with Candy.
All right. This is brought to you by Indeed.com. Make your next hire fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it real easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Taking a look around the area, and there's some accidents this morning, but it doesn't look like anything is a roadblock. Hobson and Softly Field showing an accident this morning. Not a roadblock there. Davis Highway and Corday Street, that's kind of just on the other side of where Brent turns into Bayou there. Certainly use caution there, but not showing a roadblock this morning. Airport and Rawson Lane over by PCC. Unknown if there's a roadblock. It is showing an accident, though. 98 and College Parkway. Looks like it has been moved off to the side. We saw a roadblock there this morning. Ward Basin Road and Highway 90 in Milton showing an accident. But, again, no roadblock. And the Longleaf Bridge is, in fact, open. And, again, look for buses on the road as school starts officially tonight in Escambia, Santa Rosa County. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another heat advisory goes into effect at 10 a.m. this morning. Temperatures warming up into the mid to upper 90s, feeling more like 105 to 112. Small chance of a stray shower this afternoon, but most of us staying dry. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 70s and 80s. As we go into Friday, heat advisory likely, as we are going to be seeing another very hot day. Temperatures topping out around 97 degrees, feeling much warmer. Overnight, dropping into the 70s and 80s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 84 degrees in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 84 in Milton.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want good advice, right? You want somebody who's going to really guide you through that process, for whom you know, the money that you pay is going to be worth the result that you get, right? That's the idea. And Christina Leavenworth, I mean, that's her. If you're thinking about buying, she will help you figure out, like, what's the right place for you? What's the right price range? What can you expect? What can you negotiate? What can't you negotiate? Because she knows the seller's perspective, having sold, you know, 230 homes last year. She knows that. And also, if you're buying, like, part of the thing there is guidance through the process. And especially if you're a first-time buyer. Like, I know when we first bought our house, man, I wish we would have known Christina Leavenworth. I mean, obviously, we lived in, you know, St. Louis. It wasn't the same. But to know somebody like that, to walk you through it, hold your hand, tell you what's going on, and make sure that everything gets done properly, invaluable. So, yes, especially if you're thinking about buying for the very first time, give her a call, 723-9158, for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Your money now this morning. The market opening up. The Dow's up 332 at 35,455.36 this morning. The S&P 500 up 39.75 at 45,07.65. The NASDAQ up 134.30 at 13,856.32. Our 10-year bond rate down at 3.98%. Gold prices are up 260 at $1,953.20. Silver prices also up a bit at $2,281. And for crypto investors, Bitcoin up $151.86 today. The inflation report from the Labor Department showing a modest gain. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning saying the consumer price index went up 0.2% in July, which could mean inflation is moderating. Inflation did pick up 3.2% over the last year. Mexico and Canada are the top suppliers of merchandise in the U.S. We get more from Aaron Rayall.
Mexico and Canada have replaced China as the top providers of goods to the U.S. as a nearshoring push encourages more diversified supply chains. The U.S. imported about $203 billion in goods from China in the first 6 months of the year. That is 25% less than in the same period a year ago, according to the Commerce Department. Bilateral trade is being challenged by the widening split between Washington and Beijing over issues like human rights, fair trade, and competition for tech and markets. U.S. consumers are also becoming more discerning in their spending habits, and demand for Chinese-made products has been cooling. Aaron Rayall, NBC News Radio.
And Virgin Galactic launching its second commercial space flight this morning. The company will be live streaming that trip starting at 10 o'clock this morning. It is 8:41. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So today we're going to ask a question that has to do with, 40 years ago, maybe almost 50 years ago now. What's the thing, that retro object that you remember from like your house or your mom's house in the like 1970s or maybe the 80s? Like what's the thing that, because I see these things on Facebook all the time. I'm this old, you know?
Right, right.
And it shows a picture of like the McDonald's ashtray.
Remember those? Right,
and you're
right,
like,
yeah.
Oh, those were the days, you know? And so the one that I saw that made me think about this today was somebody had shown I'm this old because, and it was a picture of the old, remember the like translucent white salt and pepper shakers from Tupperware that were that kind of rubberized plastic that were about maybe 4 or 5 inches tall, and they had the little pry off lids on the top of
right.
them and had the S and the P on it. And you know, when you go to your friend's house and they had those, you know, there was always a good bit of like caked on hand grime at the bottom, you know, because
always
you didn't wash them and they're plastic rubbery, so they collect that over time. I'm just saying that's how it was. So that's the thing I'm thinking about. What's the thing that makes you maybe you have them still, maybe you don't, but what's the one that you remember and you're like, ah. Oh, yeah, that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, I already got a text in.
Oh, great, great.
Green carpet.
Oh, the shag.
Oh, the
that
shag.
You had to rake.
The flavors and textures of shag carpeting.
Oh my gosh, isn't that true?
We had that like...
Hides a multitude of sins.
The brown that would
dress.
Come in the like the kind of marbledy brown, you
yeah,
know,
right.
with different layers.
Sure.
Or just the brown that was like a, you know, an inch thick, mm-hmm. you know, and you'd have to part it if you wanted to. Oh my God. Shaggy carpet. Somebody else had the same thing. All right, Candy. Do you have a thing that fills that bill for you?
You know, I found one in a waterfront rescue mission, and it took me back. It's the giant wooden spoons.
Oh yes,
the big
the salad.
They look like
throwing
salad.
The salad up in the
right,
air.
Right, and fork. Yeah. Right, we had those on our wall. I have one now.
Did it come with the giant parquet wood bowl?
Remember those? Oh, right. Yeah. No. I'm talking. Yeah, like 3-4 feet
right,
across.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No. But I am looking for a bowl. But
oh,
that's
there
okay.
You go.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a guy.
If you've got a guy, 437-1620. Cigarette lighters in cars. Oh, yeah. Again,
right,
the good old
sure,
days.
Sure.
All the things that we used to do to get our tobacco right. 437-1620. Oh, is that actually somebody sent me a picture of a cigarette lighter from their car? That's awesome. Totally different texture, same thing. That's hilarious. Real pressure cooker. Okay. All right. I think of like that. Do you remember the electric skillet, the green, like lime green one that was made out of, it seemed like tinfoil?
Sure do.
That
yeah.
That would would always, and there was always pieces of the enamel chipped off of it, right, from use at the contact point between the lid that weighed about a third of an ounce and the main thing. The Warner Brothers glasses from Hardee's. Oh, Arby's.
Arby's. And then Carol's.
You had Bugs Bunny, Tasmanian mm-hmm. Devil. You had Speedy Gonzales.
You had Foghorn Leghorn.
That's right. I love those. Oh, mm-hmm. okay. Digging deep, though. I don't know how many. Do you remember the signs of the Zodiac glasses?
Sure do.
The Aquarius, the Pisces, yeah. the Cancer. And then you try to get the whole set. Like it was state quarters before there were state
That's
quarters.
Right.
Oh, man. That was a good day.
God mad before you knew he was mad.
I think Arby's, if I'm not mistaken, I think Arby's was the first like generally consumed pint glass.
We didn't have Arby's in upstate New York.
No,
but
I'm
we
so
had.
Sorry for you.
No, I love Arby's. All oh, my right. God, I would live there if they let me, and they won't, and I have asked. but no, we had something called Carol's, which was like a Burger King kind
okay,
of.
Okay, all right.
And, they did the glasses.
I gotcha.
So,
they were probably in a variety of places. Mm-hmm. I would think a lot of distribution
You're looking now that we're having this conversation, that's probably true.
We'll get back to the things you remember, that icons and objects that take you back to the 70s. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, come on, man.
We'll get right. there.
So
we'll get there.
Taking a look. Ward Basin and Highway 90 in Milton showing an accident but not a roadblock. We are seeing something else at Airport and Rawson Lane in Pensacola. That's over near PCC. It looks like not sure if there's a roadblock there, and I'm not showing any problems there. Hobson and Softly Field Road in Pensacola. No roadblock there, but an accident. In this accident, it looks like it had a roadblock. It looks like it does not now. Certainly, if I'm wrong, let me know. But Highway 98 and College Parkway and Gulf Breeze, two lanes were blocked just a little bit earlier. Longleaf Bridge is open. Buses are back on the road, as I'm sure you've noticed by now. School officially started today in Escambia, Santa Rosa County. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Red clear plastic Pizza Hut glasses.
Oh, remember those?
And they always had a crack.
Always.
There's always a crack. 437-1620. What's that thing you remember that's like, oh, that is a definitively 70s thing? Somebody here, it could be 80s, I suppose, but replacement tubes for the TV. No, you're too old for me, sir. No.
He's exactly our age.
And now people are sending us pictures. I love this. Somebody sent in a picture of the Rubbermaid jug, the container that you would put the Kool-Aid in.
Mm-hmm.
The pink,
like
the
pitcher.
The orange one. The pitcher, thank you.
Yes.
That would have the push button on the top that was designed to push out the bottom piece of the lid that would make it so you could burp it,
mm-hmm.
you know, back when burping was cool. So you'd push it, you'd sink it down in, and then that would keep the carbonated
right.
or whatever
sure.
from going bad inside the jug. Never worked. But great idea. God, the whole line of Rubbermaid things.
I love
all the Rubbermaid
yeah.
stuff.
I collect vintage Tupperware and some Rubbermaid stuff,
right.
but I do hand it out as gifts.
Oh, and Tupperware, too, both. Sorry, I'm kind of confusing the two things together.
No,
you had the... do you remember the we used them as sugar and flour and brown sugar containers, but the green circular containers that had the same kind of burp lid
mm-hmm.
with the kind of the accordion
sort of
look to it? Oh, man. 437-1620. Getting so many texts in here. Let me see if I can get to any of them. A lava lamp. Oh, I had a lava lamp for a while in college. That's what made me cool.
I have three at the house.
Oh, Jarts. Yes. Best
the
game
most dangerous
ever.
Yard it's, game ever.
Whoever actually got hurt from Jarts? That's a big urban myth.
Hello?
Did you?
Yes.
Oh. Well.
You don't think we shot them at each other?
Of course you did.
Jeff, Kevin, Janet, Karen. I'm sorry. Should I list all my cousins?
Beaded curtains on closets and doorways and a baby blue rotary phone, which my parents still own. Okay, Sarah, do you know what a rotary phone is?
Maybe if I saw
a
picture.
That's a no. I've never heard of it.
Oh, really?
Velvet posters.
Yeah, you're too
She's
old, man.
She's 22. The metal so ice trays with the lever in the middle. Oh, that's like a 50s thing. That's going way back. The pink and blue tiles, green, pink, and blue tiles attached to the bathrooms with the commode thing.
Yeah. And Myrtle Grove, you can still see all of this.
There's a place. The dream of the 70s is alive in Myrtle Grove.
That's true.
The tall sweet tea tower and pitcher, yes. Mood rings, yes. S&H green stamps,
the green stamps.
The orange shag carpet, any color will do. More with the S&H green stamps, yes. High beam, low beam button on the floorboard that you press on, the little silver, like press on it and turn the high beams on. That's awesome. What do we get here? Oh, yeah, the Coca-Cola glasses from Arby's, the ones that are like see-through
mm-hmm.
with the like sort of, I mean, pretend stained glass effect to them. carpet runners with plastic spikes. If you stepped on them, you got holes drilled in your feet. Mm-hmm. Yes, macrame plant holders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can macrame you up something.
Same.
Collectibles with a gas tank fill up. Yes, all of the varieties. That's right. 437-1620. Let's see. Just somebody's giving me a foghorn leghorn quote. Boy, you're about to exceed the limits of my medication.
Yeah.
Bell bottom pants and leisure suits, more S&H green stamps. Green or gold appliances.
I love it.
Green appliances. That's the day. How about the blender? I actually still have this from my mom. Her old, what was the brand of the blender? It was the Sunbeam blender.
The Sunbeam, right.
Oh, man, with the crank over top that you insert the things into. Oh, my God. Corel dishes. I still have Corel dishes. You talk nice. Corel dishes. So I have a lot of Corel dishes. They're the best thing ever invented. Fondue pots.
Got two of those at the house.
The salt never lumped in the Tupperware shakers. No, that's true.
That's true.
I mean, it took a 3-gallon bag to fill them, but no, that's true. 437-1620. Leisure suits. I'm getting more pictures in. That's making me laugh so much. Oh, the little marble knockers with the string
in
them.
Click, click, click.
And your parents always loved that somebody would give that to you. Electric football. Again, the rotary phone, rotary wall phone. And the Kirby vacuum cleaner. Let me tell you something.
Heavy as hell.
We have a Kirby, and I will fight you to keep my Kirby. That is the best vacuum
Kirby's
cleaner ever
vacuum,
invented.
Yeah. How much you spend for it?
Oh, it was a Gen 3. We bought it used.
Oh, okay.
No, we didn't. You don't buy a new.
Are any of these things resonate with you at all, Sarah?
You know, I was looking at houses, and I saw some colored tile bathrooms.
You should come over to my house. We still have that.
No, we did. Before we bought the Kirby, we had a guy come in and do the demo for the new one for like $8,000 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Free Ginsu knives out of that deal. Best hour ever.
It paid off.
Ginsu steak knives and the Cutco, of course, which I still have. 852 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local throwback. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to shop for a used car. 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. And, you know, it's not just that they have the good cars and the prices and all that, but the service. They take care of you before, during, and after. And that's all part of the package, and that's why so many people are loyal to them. You know, you hear me talk about them. You hear Dave Ramsey talk about it. That's fine. Okay, two guys on the radio. But look at the people all around you who love their Frontier car. And how do you know? Bumper stickers and license plate frames, right? That's evidence of endorsement. So when you're driving, look and see if you don't see one at the traffic light. And maybe you don't see any today, but if you looked at tomorrow, you might see one or two. And then by the time you've done this for about 3 or 4 days, you're going to be like, turn it off. I want to unsee it. And then, of course, you've trained your eyes and you won't be able to unsee it, but they're everywhere. Okay, thousands and thousands and thousands of people who have bought cars and been happy with them from Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them the license plate Frame sent you.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos!
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. As summer winds down, we are gearing up for another great season of Argo football at UWF. Join us on August 10th as we discuss the upcoming football schedule, predictions for the season, and the many ways you can experience UWF football with your friends and family. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Work, kids, finances. Your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at gogulfwinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Join Sonia Duckett with Chill Out Cryo Spa today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how today at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You guys, you lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. Do you know what that makes you, Larry?
Lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers.
They're kids. Scare them. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Apple Durham's a great movie. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I'm still reading these great texts.
Oh my God, so many
stools
for coffee tables.
Right. The banana bike seat. Absolutely.
Trapper
right?
Keeper. That was 80s, but still.
Oh, Trapper Keepers. God, I love mine. Two-car accident, Highway 98 at College Avenue, it looks like, or College Parkway, rather, in Gulf Breeze. The left lane was blocked, headed westbound. It looks like that's cleared now, as best as I can tell. And certainly, if you know different, let us know. I-10 eastbound, this is at mile marker 5, one of the 9-mile exit. No roadblock, but showing an accident. Again, that's I-10 eastbound at mile marker 5. Hobson and Softly Field showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. Davis Highway and Corday Street showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. It looks like Milton, Ward Basin Road and Highway 90 showing an accident with, again, no roadblock this morning. Be careful, as you know, buses back on the roads today, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, some parents, I think a lot of parents are like, oh, thank God. We always had the different
experience. Oh, schools?
Being back to school. Yeah, we always had the different experience was like, you know, because homeschool, which is a lot of work, but when we'd send our two to middle school, it was the having to deal with the car rider line and the drop off and the pickup and the you know it was not a make your life easier thing for us. I don't know. We just didn't have that experience of, you know, oh, thank goodness they're back at school. For us, it was like, oh, great, back to school. Way more work.
Picked up Moose's son. He went to school and just trying to help out. Yeah, what a pain. Oh my God. I'm happy to do it. That's not what I'm saying.
Again, back in the day, you know, I know we walked to school or biked to school and, you know,
uphill both ways
in the snow so deep you had to walk on the fence post. Right. Obviously, I mean, you know.
Yes.
Somebody sent me a picture of people hiking to the top of a mountain and they're like, oh, look, a picture from when my parents went to school.
That's so true. I had to walk uphill both ways.
One thing, just a note, I don't know, this had come up earlier. Somebody said I should ask Mike Wood about it, and it came after the interview. But what about like concealed carry now that you don't have to have a permit, but you're on the school grounds because you're doing the car rider line?
Oh,
okay,
good
so here's
point.
Here's it's a good question, but here's the answer. It's the same rules as if you had a permit, which means you cannot have the gun on your person on the land, basically. So if you get out of, you put a gun in your, you know, your waist, okay, and you get in your car, you're fine. Before you needed a permit, now you don't need a permit. Either way, you're fine. Then if you're at the school and you're in the car rider line, you're in your car. You're fine. That's allowed in your car. At least that's the way I understand it. Cops call me if I'm wrong, but that's like I'm 99% sure, and I know that's the way they think of it too. But if you park the car and you get out, no. No, now it's a problem. You cannot have your gun on your person on the ground or in the building at the school. So picking your kid up in the car rider line, fine. Leave it in your car if you got to go into the school, also fine. Getting out with it on your person, no. No, you cannot do that. All right, a quick future news here before we completely run out of daylight.
Future news.
OLFA, we got a new offer apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower, that's right.
Versus the D.R. Horton. Who's going to get it in the end? That one of those two or somebody else?
I think Eisenhower, but I don't
so
know.
They're in big negotiations with Horton on the details, and I just I don't know. I don't feel like it's going to go right. I think it's going to wind up being somebody else. Will we have a committee of the whole about parking and apartments and all of that stuff?
Yes.
Yes, it needs to happen. It'll be the first one we've had in a year, so I think it will happen.
Listen on air at 92.3.